Good morning. Welcome to PCC, where we are worshiping Jesus Christ. We're living out the Father God's love, and we're transforming community by the Holy Spirit. I'm so glad you're here. Last week, we prayed over our pledges. That doesn't mean that you still can't pledge. It's really helpful to our finance committee. It's helpful to our session to plan for 2025. If you prayerfully discern what you're willing to, or excited maybe, to pledge for 2025. Last week, we handed you a couple of these, one for you, one to be handed out. Could not be more excited. Well, actually, I'm frightened about how fast time is going. Yeah, it's crazy. It's the end of November, and December is coming quickly. But also, I'm really excited. It's a dream of mine. I'm working with Doc Milton's going to be bringing his choir here on December 15th. The 22nd also. If you're a singer, if you're one of those people that loves to do choir, show up in the choir room at 9, is that right? Show up at 9, Michael will pick out something really complicated for everybody. No, I'm just kidding. Something real simple, and we'll, it's kind of like a summer choir, but in the middle of Advent, you know, and we'll do a PCC small ensemble. Are you excited about that, Amy? I am too. I'm really excited. Also, in... Okay. Then, also in your orders of worship, there's a $10 donation per person. We'd love a heads up on our first Sunday of the month. I'm kicking off Advent, Hanging of the Greens. Looney's Fortune's going to be here. It's just going to be all hustle and bustle. And then there's a special surprise guest musician. I'm not sure who it is. In fact, it's, you know, they always say, you know, there's not enough secrets these days. You know, they don't reveal the gender of babies and that kind of thing. Has anybody ever heard that? Okay, Mark. Well, we need one more surprise, right? What's going to happen? Who's going to be there? It could be an Elvis impersonator. You don't know. I know I don't know. All right, let's stand up and greet each other with a holy fist bump just in case there's viruses flowing around. And I'll call us back to worship in a minute. All right, I'm going to call us back together. If you aren't standing, please stand if you are able for our call to worship. I'm going to try and settle everybody down. As everybody's, I like the joy. I like the amount of joy. You would think there was like 300 people in this room with the noise level. Rob, glad you're here. Haircut looking good still. And this is by no means the end of our fellowship. And I'm really encouraged that everybody likes to get along with one another and talking and all that's excellent. After the service, there's 3 dozen donuts, I guess. There's a charcuterie platter from Costco. I heard Lou brought some Portos. There's 3 or 4 boxes of Portos. And it's not the savory stuff. It's the good stuff. Hot pockets aren't my thing. Okay, I'm going to call us to worship. We're going to read Psalm 16. I'm going to read Psalm 16, verses 8 and 9. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall say, rest in hope. Let us sing with one voice, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Thank you.
Our hearts are prone to wander, and our lives often do leave the God that we love. So confession is our invitation to turn again to our merciful God. So join our confessional prayer. It should be printed on the screen and also in your bulletin. So please pray with me. Almighty and merciful God, we have erred and strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against your holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Forget those who confess their faults. Restore those who are penitent according to your promises declared to the world in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O merciful God, for his sake, that we may live a holy, just, and humble life to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Proverbs says, whoever conceals their sin does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. So please stand for our response in Gloria Patri.
Good morning. So as you can see, we have some Operation Christmas Child shoeboxes here. They're already packed. We have another 120 in the food pantry that have been packed through our two packing parties that we've had this year. So we're off to a really good start. Tomorrow we start National Collection Week here at PCC. So for the next 8 days, Monday to Monday, we'll be collecting shoeboxes from the general public, from other churches, other groups, individuals, packing those into cartons, and then they'll be transported up to Huntington Beach to a central drop-off location. So it's going to be a very busy week. I'm not going to have my table set up in the fellowship hall today with the sign-up sheets, but if you're still interested in volunteering this week, just come see me. I'll either be in the fellowship hall or in room 5 setting up, which is where we're going to be operating out of this coming week. So what I'd like to do right now is to pray over our shoeboxes. And before I do that, if you still want to bring in a shoebox, you can bring them in next Sunday, so you still have some time. So just see me after church and give me your shoeboxes, and we can get them into our count, okay? So if you will, would you please join me in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for making Operation Christmas Child possible again this year. We are truly blessed to be a part of it. Since we know all things are possible through you, we pray that just the right shoebox is delivered to the specific child that needs it. Please bless these shoeboxes and remove obstacles in their way, and please help with customs and delivering shoeboxes to remote locations. We pray that every shoebox is a gospel opportunity, and that the children who receive them see how wonderful you are through your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray that after receiving their shoeboxes, that these children participate in the greatest journey lessons to become your disciples. We pray that they share the good news of the gospel with their families, friends, and neighbors, and that churches are planted in their communities. We ask you to bless everyone on both sides of these shoeboxes, from the children that receive them to those who pack them and all the volunteers that make it possible. Please bless churches like PCC that pack shoeboxes. May our faith become even stronger by participating in Operation Christmas Child. Lord, we know these shoebox gifts will bring joy to children in need and serve as an opportunity to share the greatest gift of all, eternal salvation through your Son. Through Operation Christmas Child, we can do your kingdom work by making disciples of all nations. We thank you, Father, for the privilege of serving you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we have some friends visiting from Africa today. And there's one thing I'm certain about people who have been in Africa. They know how to worship. So don't be disappointing Presbyterians. They're watching you. Okay.
We wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord, we will wait. Without you.
right desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me. And I'm desperate for you. I'm lost without you. I'm lost without you.
Well, there it is. Well done. Well done. Man. What appropriate, right? We're in gratitude. We're heading towards Thanksgiving. We came out of October talking about how we've been set free. We started by being thankful, praising God for the shoulders of giants on which we stand, the people who handed us our faith. We moved last week to looking at Paul opening his letter to the church at Philippi and how he lived a life of gratitude. Now we're moving to Hannah's prayer and the idea, the truth, the capital T truth, that God is in charge and being grateful for that. You bring back memory, like things rattle loose memories. They say that smell is the number one thing that brings back memories. But I could sing of your love forever. That song brings back memories. I'm having a hard time not just living there, just being. Actually, the first time I heard that song, I was in Carpenter's Hall, which no longer exists. It was above Deerenfield Hall over at St. Andrews. And it was actually the room I met my bride in, and it's, about 3 miles from right here, maybe 5 miles from right here. I don't know how far it is. I'm not very good. Somebody can Google it on their maps and see how far St. Andrews is. And shout it out. That's a homework assignment. Anybody got a phone? This is where the pastor breaks the rules and says, hey, you can look at your phone right now. Map how far St. Andrews is from right here. And I remember this kid, we lovingly nicknamed him Punk, and his name was Brandon. And he would always sing, I could see this song goes on forever. And I was living in that truth. I could sing that song from then till now. And it's still equally true. In fact, it's probably more true now, right? The song does go on forever. And gratitude is all about tapping into that truth, about remembering and looking forward in hope. Like I say, I've said every week in the series, and maybe it should call the series, titled it, John Huffman quote, you know, for the follower of Jesus, every day should be Thanksgiving, and every Sunday should be Easter, Resurrection Sunday. We have so much to be grateful for, but we spend so much of our lives whining and complaining and grumping. That's not a word, grumping. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Hannah's prayer, one of my favorite prayers in all of Scripture. Hands down. She's the first woman in Scripture that is just an amazing character. This actually prayer, Hannah's prayer, Mary is quoting it in Mary's song, Ave Maria, which was actually made illegal in some South American countries because of its subject, especially towards the middle. And notice, I'm just giving you a precursor. Listen to the words of the middle of this prayer and try and ask yourself, why would this be illegal to say out loud? Hannah's prayer, second chapter of 1 Samuel. Then Hannah prayed and said, actually, before I read scripture, more scripture, I do need to tell you, Hannah's getting up there in age. And in this culture, being a mom is everything. And she's feeling intense shame. And then God gives her a son, Samuel. And then Hannah prays. My heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord, my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God. Do not keep talking so proudly or let your mouth speak with such arrogance. For the Lord is a God who knows. For the Lord is a God who knows. And by him deeds are weighed. The bows of the warriors are broken. But those who stumble are armed with strength. Those who were full hire themselves out for food. But for those who were hungry, are hungry no more. She who is barren has borne 7 children, but she who has had many sons pines away. The Lord brings death and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and raises up. The Lord sends poverty and wealth. He humbles and he exalts. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes and has them inherit a throne of honor. For the foundations of the earth are the Lord's. For the foundations of the earth are the Lord's. On them he set the world. He will guard the feet of his faithful servants, but the wicked will be silenced in the day in the place of darkness. It is not by strength that one prevails. Those who oppose the Lord will be broken. The Most High will thunder. The Most High will thunder from heaven. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. This is the word of the Lord. Pray with me, Heavenly Father. May my words not be my own, but your words through me. Speak, Lord, for your servants are listening. And all God's people said. First, macro. I just want to take a snapshot of this prayer/song. She doesn't say thanks for Samuel. She zooms back. She talks about theology. She talks about God, the character of God. She talks about how he's in control. He's in charge. Did you figure out what part was illegal? Yeah. The part that's illegal is right in the middle. The poor will be lifted up and the rich will be put down. And I think there's an application right there. Get some perspective, men and women of PCC, myself included. We're a small piece in a big puzzle. She starts off her song, she says three things right in the first verse. Heart, horn, and mouth. My heart. My innermost parts. That which is deepest about me. That which connects with all other human beings and with God. My heart rejoices. My insides rejoice. Lift up a horn. Get a visual picture of a rhino or something with a horn, lifting with victory, raising up their gaze. My mouth. We covered this in Mudhouse Sabbath. Our Jewish brothers and sisters have a leg up in us in this respect. When they pray, they pray out loud. Their physical and their beliefs, their ideals, are one and the same. Her insides match her outsides, and vice versa. Right? We learned that in Mudhouse Sabbath. That when they grieve, they tear stuff. They dump ashes on their heads. It's visceral. It's connected. Jason Warren Griffiths, the person of, and Jason Warren Griffiths, this body, are mouthpieces, are instruments to praise his maker. Right? I gotta change my tone. Everybody's looking at me like I'm angry. I'm not angry. I'm excited. Lloyd, are you doing okay? Okay, I'm checking in with you. Okay, slow down. Stop yelling, Jay. I just heard that through his eyes. Okay. Heart, horn, and mouth. You remember that song? Let's get physical, physical. Do you remember that song? Okay, good. We were different. When I think of that song, I think of roller skating. Anybody roller skate to that song with me? Oh, yeah. Amy's like, okay, I did. I'll confess. Our faith and our bodies are connected. I loved your passive aggressive. That's my favorite type of aggressive. Right? We have some missionaries from Africa. They're watching. You're like, that's, they've connected it, right? In Africa. Where Presbyterians, let your faces know that you're happy. Right? You remember I've said that before, and everybody's, they've said that to me too. Like Jason, Malil often say that. You seemed really angry and you seemed kind of grumpy when you said God loves them. You know, like that doesn't, it doesn't match. Those two don't match. Happy, you know, like let the insides and the outsides match. And then she starts it off with that. And then she talks about how there is no one like God. You know, that's what an understatement. Like, there's no way you can express that. Golden Gate writes this: Yahweh is the only one who really deserves the title God, the Crag, the Creator, the Guardian, the one with power over the entire world. No one's like God. We sing that song, He gives and He takes away. That's going into the next point, but what did we sing this morning? He doesn't grow weary. It says also in Scripture, he doesn't sleep, he doesn't slumber. His eyes are never shut. There's no one like God. And this is where you see in Hannah's song, well, you see it all the way through it, but you see in Hannah's song, she knows God. And God knows her. She knows that language. I think I've told you this story. There's a musician out there, a guy named Jack White. He's the singer-songwriter behind White Stripes, Raconteurs, and some other bands, Dead Weather. And he also does the solo stuff. But I remember the first time I saw him playing, it was like on a talk show. And the first thing I thought was, that guy spent hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours in his room alone playing a guitar. Because there's no way you get to that level without spending so much time. Same thing when you watch Jordan. Remember watching Jordan? Or LeBron James, like any of the great athletes. They practice, practice, practice. You can tell they speak the language of in which they are speaking, you know, like they're fluent in the language of basketball, fluent in the language of guitar. Hannah is fluent in the language of God. So much so that as you read her prayer, and I recommend you do that throughout this week. Open up your Bible. Actually, put your bookmark in 1 Samuel chapter 2. Put it out open somewhere. And so then when you got nothing, you know, you're just doing stuff, just read this prayer again. Because I think part of this prayer that challenges me, I don't know if it challenges you, is this woman has a relationship with God that I'm jealous of. She isn't thinking about this stuff right in front of her. She's thinking about big picture stuff. She's thinking about how God is going to redeem everything and everyone. And she says, Yahweh casts down and Yahweh also lifts up. And she says that in multiple ways. She says, you know, the people with a bunch of children are going to be sad. The people with no children are going to be restored. And that's her, right? Notice, part of that, I don't know if it's pleasure, but it's definitely more than just acknowledgement that the bad guys are going to lose. Evil's going to lose. Cancer's going to lose. Right? And the Hebrew there, the Jewish poet Robert Alter, points out, it's not broken. It's shattered. You picture God just taking cancer, shattering it. So you can't put it back together. It's like dust. Taking death, shattered. I'm not going to get this over with, otherwise I'm going to start bawling. Okay. Then she moves to God is in charge. I call this section, Thunder Away, Lord. Thunder Away. And that's what she ends on. And I think she raises this up. Often I say, I quote Karl Barth. Karl Barth says, the greatest moment in all of human history was not the resurrection, but was actually when Jesus was suffering and dying on the cross, because our suffering connects with his suffering. And so all of humanity is connected in the suffering of Christ on the cross. And I think Hannah does the reverse. Hannah does the reverse and calls us this morning to do the reverse. To connect in our victories. Here's a wiser older woman who has amazing perspective, enough perspective to not make it about her, but to make it about the future of the world. And she's calling us, men and women of PCC, to connect in our victories. Do you have a victory that you could lift up this morning in your mind and connect with everyone here? Where God showed up, not before, not after, but right on time. I know I do, and you've probably heard them all. Well, maybe you haven't. I'll tell you one about getting this position. I was working at a recovery ministry called Northeast of the Well. I was working 60-hour weeks. I was driving hundreds of miles a week. We had ministries in Anaheim, Long Beach, Newport Beach, Garden Grove, Santa Ana, and I was doing Bible studies in halfway houses. I was one of the first to apply for this position. This is 6 years ago? Yeah, 6 years ago. I've been here 5. It was right around now that I was applying. I was one of the first to apply. The search committee was meeting. I preached before them around Easter. You guys had a women's retreat so you couldn't get back to me. In recovery ministry, you're either all in or not. My boss found out that I wasn't all in, so I was pretty much fired. It was pretty much like, you need to get a job by this date. And you guys were still praying about it, still thinking about it. I had my name in a bunch of hats. I was convinced I was going to move to Santa Rosa, California. I was convinced I had done an amazing interview and was going to be hired and brought up to Santa Rosa. This is a week before I hear from y'all. I gather with my buddies. I hear from Santa Rosa. Santa Rosa says, nope, we just hired another guy. You were too late in the process. Sorry, but God's got something for you. I started scrambling because I have 2 kids living in a 800-square-foot place down in South County. I start praying like crazy. My buddy said, fast. As I'm fasting, I'm like, okay, what are my options, Lord? If I don't hear back from PCC, what are my options? I start looking into chaplaincy. I could be a part-time chaplain at OCC, and I could not OCC, at Hogue, because I had Stacy Ashby, who was looking for somebody to fill a half-time position. And then I had, there was a church plant that now is some other name. It's the one in Anaheim. We met there for Presbytery. Anaheim or Garden Grove. Anyway, it was St. Paul's Presbyterian Church, but now that's no longer, and it's named something else, and it's a church plant, and it's going really well. It's awesome. But so I had those 2 part-time positions in place. And the other one was I could reach out to Muskegon and move back to Michigan and go back and be the head pastor of McGrath Memorial Congregational Church. The day when I have plan A, PCC, B, whatever, what's that one? Actually, Muskegon went back to plan B, and then plan C was Muskegon. That Monday, I open a letter, and it's from a prayer partner in Muskegon, Michigan. And she still prays for me every Sunday. And she's praying for you and me right now. Her name is Sue Mackey. Anyway, she wrote and she said, "We met as a search committee for the first time last night. And our first thing is, would you like to come back to be the pastor of McGrath Memorial Congregational Church?" I'm like, "Okay, God, you got my plan B. You got my plan B request in your pocket." I go and preach up in Anaheim at Northeast of the Well, and it's a night thing. So I get back to my house at about 9:30 p.m. I walk into the what we called lovingly the Griffiths Party Shack. My son's room is right here. My family's right here because they're watching TV or something. I answer the phone, and it's Erlinda. And it's the search committee. There's everybody. Where were you guys? Is anybody on the search committee? I bet you were in fireside room. You're in the fireside room? I want some quiet, so I say, "Oh, okay, that's awesome. You came." I just come in the door. I go into Zeke's room, close the door. My wife and the kids are on the other side of the door. And she says, "We would like to call you to be the head pastor of PCC." I buckled. I honestly buckled. I buckled and I fell back to my son's door. And I could hear my wife crying on the other side of the door. And I remember thinking, not before, not after, but right on time, God. You got me. You raise up. You lower. Nobody surprises you. How do you apply this? Easy. You tell somebody with your mouth. You let it out, right? You share your victory stories. You share the moments when God showed up and showed out. You lift up your head. You lift up your gaze, gain some perspective. Lift it up. Everybody, lift your head up like this. Awesome. We got to practice. We got, you know, like athletes do, they do the stretching things and they do the free throws and stuff like that. We have to practice with our bodies when we're by ourselves so that we can be with others. A couple weeks ago, we were doing that dancing song, and Michael, who wasn't, you know, he I don't know, he's not, how do I put this? He just heard loudly from the Lord, "Start dancing when you're told to dance." He started dancing, and it raised up my gaze. It lifted this whole place up, I feel like. Listen. Listen for what the Spirit and God are telling you to do with your bodies. And take heart. Let's connect all our hearts together in the rejoicing. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, precious Lord Jesus, powerful Spirit, help us to store away in our hearts the gratitude so that insides of us are engines of actually giving praise and thanks to you. Lift up our gaze from that place. May it spill out of our mouths. May it spill out of our skin. May it spill out of us as beings and as a community. You are in charge, God, and we trust you. And all God's people said, would you please stand with me or you can either stand or sit. We're going to sing Trust and Obey.
Oh,
seated. And as we continue to have gratitude that God's in charge, this morning's tithes, offerings, and gifts are now received.
Let's pray. Holy God, you remind us that as your people, we are bound not only by nations, races, or political affiliations, but by our shared identity as citizens of heaven. We belong to you, and in you we can see hope. God, you declare yourself as our parents, and we come to you like children. Sometimes we run joyfully to you, basking in your love. Other times we run in despair, seeking comfort in your arms. Today, we run to you with the full range of our emotions, gratitude, grief, hope, and longing. Where there is hurt, bring forgiveness. Where there is distance, bring closeness. Where there is brokenness, bring restoration. God, we thank you for raising up our leaders and government officials, and we especially pray for them that you would richly bless them with your wisdom, fill them with your righteousness, and reveal to them your love shown to us through the death of your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray for your city around us. Thank you for the blessing of living in a community with one another that you have given us. We pray for all those who are in any way suffering or troubled, in mind, body, or circumstance, especially those close to us, that it may please you to help them according to their different needs in accordance with your will. We pray that you would bless your church, especially us here this morning. We pray that as a congregation, you would fill us with your truth and clothe us with your love. Life continues, and there will be ups and there will be downs. There will be days we celebrate and days that we mourn. Your love remains the same, because in your love we see visions of redemption, visions of feasting, visions of hope, safety, and salvation. Today again, we pray for our packed Operation Christmas Child shoeboxes as they begin their journey. We pray for those dealing with chronic and ongoing health issues. We pray for little Theo as he continues to deal with his intestinal issues. We lift up Terry as she recovers from a broken fibula, and those still healing from broken bones. Pray for those in pain. We pray for the doctors and medical workers as they diagnose, search for, and provide treatment for their patients. And today, with hearts both heavy and hopeful, we choose joy. We choose justice and mercy. And above all, we choose love, a love that has no bounds. We choose to walk humbly with the Christ who taught us to pray, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen." Let's stand and let's sing. Sing our sending hymn, "It Is Well With My Soul."
Thank you.
I guess that's the last verse we're going to sing, right? Anybody else guessing, like, how many are we going to sing? Okay. Micah, you're amazing, right? Just slowing down and speeding up and following the slideshow, and then, yeah. My wife, she's maybe the fourth part of the Trinity, because every once in a while she says stuff, and I'm like, I gotta say that. When I was telling the story of my previous employer, Northeast of the Well, those were definitely through my eyes. There was a fear that was probably not justified. You know, I was the dad of these kids and kind of scared. And Northeast of the Well did say, they didn't fire me. They said, you are built for church ministry. And I wanted to not speak any ill will of Northeast of the Well, because it's an amazing ministry. It's amazing what they're doing. I was just the wrong piece in the puzzle. And actually, they've gone to another level, which praise God for that. Make sure everybody sticks around and eats all the Portos before I show up, okay? Challenge accepted, everybody. Is everybody there? Okay, for now, let's receive this morning's benediction. May God's face shine upon you. May the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit guard and keep you. And may the peace of Christ, the peace that passes all earthly understanding, guard your hearts and your minds today, tomorrow, this week, this month, this year, and forevermore. Let it be so. Amen. Thank you.